Okay, let's give all the graduates a big round of applause. And then I'd also like to take a moment and especially thank Miss Myers for all the hard work. That takes a lot of work to be able to get those children to memorize all those verses and those songs. She's done a wonderful job. She's actually, she's in charge of all the elementary music. She helps out with fine arts. She did an extra play this year on top of tonight. And so let's give Miss Myers a big hand. Now I will not be long tonight. I just want to give a quick challenge. Really tonight, obviously, I'm not going to be preaching so much to the K-5 graduating class tonight. But I'd like to just take just one little thought to the parents tonight. And I strongly believe in a Christian education. I believe that it is possible in the year 2016 to raise up godly young boys and godly young girls for the Lord. If I didn't believe that that was possible in the year 2016, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. But I believe it's possible. I believe we talk about the threefold cord is not quickly broken. The home, the church, and the school all going in the same direction to raise godly children. And that's what we strongly believe here at Pacific Baptist School and Pacific Baptist Church. I'd also like to take a moment and thank the parents for entrusting your children to us this past year. Really, it's an awesome responsibility that you've given us, that God has given us, to have a small influence in seeing your young children succeed for God. And tonight, I'd like to just take a moment and talk about losing your fight. Losing your fight. Before we lose our fight out here, we lose our fight in here. You know, and I think sometimes as parents, we grow weary in well-doing sometimes, right? Right before church, I was growing a little bit weary with one of my children. We have four children, our youngest one. He's trying me a little bit. And sometimes we get a little bit weary. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, if we're not careful, sometimes we lose our fight. We lose our desire to continue to fight. Let's, for the sake of time, you don't need to turn there. If you'd like, you can. But I got 15 minutes. I'm going to fly through the message tonight. I'll read a verse here. First of all, 1 Corinthians 9:26. The Bible says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Tonight, our fighting has a purpose. It says we're not just fighting to beat the air. It's not like we don't know who we're fighting. We don't know what we're fighting against. We have a purpose tonight. Those young people right there, me as a father, the reason why I fight is for my children. The reason why we fight as a Christian school and as a church is for the next generation. Our fighting has a purpose. In 2 Timothy 4:7, the Bible says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Let me remind you, moms and dads, tonight that the fight that we are fighting, it's a good fight. It's a worthy fight. It's a respectable fight. It's an honorable fight. Hey, don't lose your fight. You know, I like a good fight every once in a while. You know, maybe a boxing fight. I don't have a TV, but sometimes I'll go to my parents' house and I'll backslide, watch a little boxing, maybe watch a little MMA. I know Pastor Myers doesn't watch any of that stuff, but, you know, I like a good fight every once in a while, right? And you can see in a fight when things change, when that fighter all of a sudden takes a good shot there and he realizes that he's hurt, and you see it in his eyes. And guess what? The fight changes. All of a sudden, that fighter who was given everything he got, he just got hit, and he's kind of lost his fight. The moment we as parents lose our fight in here, we will lose our fight out here. You know, it's one of the saddest things to see as an administrator of a Christian school when parents come into my office and they've lost the fight for their children. And they've got tired of fighting. They got tired of fighting all the TV shows. They got tired of fighting all the things that the children wanted to do and all the influences and all these things. They just got tired of fighting. What did they do? They ended up giving in. They lost the fight in here, and it was only a matter of time before they lost the fight out here. I want to encourage you tonight, moms and dads. Don't lose your fight. Hey, your children just graduated K-5. Hey, we got a long road to go down. Hey, don't lose your fight tonight. Don't give in. Don't get discouraged. Don't get down. Hey, it's a worthy fight tonight. It's an honorable fight. Hey, don't lose your fight, mom and dad. Let me give you three things real quick here. How to not lose our fight, or some things to keep in mind to not lose our fight. Let me say, number one, realize what a big role you play in the life of your children. Realize what a big role you play in the life of your children. I think sometimes in life, as parents and as people, we just get caught up in life. We get caught up in our own hobbies and our own this and wanting that and going here and these friends and this, that we forget sometimes if we're not careful. Hey, we got little boys and little girls that are looking up to us. Hey, we play a very important role in the lives of our children. God holds us very responsible for the way we behave as parents. Our God tonight, and we talk about it much here at our church, our God is a multi-generational God. The Bible says in Exodus 3:6, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, and he was afraid to look upon God. The Bible says that God was the God of Abraham, but not just the God of Abraham. He was God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And the Bible says that he was also the God of Joseph. You see, God is a God from one generation to the next. By the way, God is always the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, we have a multi-generational God. You know, and God demonstrates this awesome responsibility by two things in the Bible. For sake of time, I'll just tell you one of them. Well, one of them is multi-generational curses. As a father, this keeps me trying to live a good life. The Bible talks about multi-generation. What is that? That means the sins of the father, the Bible says, are passed down to the third and fourth generation. Scary, isn't it? Eek. But let me say this. The Bible also talks about multi-generational blessings. I'll read a verse here in 1 Kings 15:1-4. The Bible says, now in the 18th year, King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Absalom, and he walked in all the sins of his father. So here we have a man by the name of Abijam. He's the king. The Bible says that he walked in all the sins of his father. He was a bad guy. He was a bad guy. He did not do well. But it says there, he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord, his God, as the heart of David, his father. I like this right here. It says, nevertheless, for David's sake, did the Lord, his God, give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him and to establish Jerusalem. You see that? That's a multi-generational blessing. Here's a man by the name of Abijam. He was a wicked king. He did not do that which was right in the eyes of God. But God did not remove the lamp from him. God did not remove the blessing. Why? Nevertheless, for David's sake. That's his like great-grandpa. Because great-grandpa lived a godly life, a man after God's own heart. Guess what? his great-grandchildren received a blessing. Moms and dads, tonight you have the awesome responsibility and the opportunity to pass down some blessings to your children and to your grandchildren. Hey, don't lose your fight tonight. Why? Because our God is a multi-generational God. Let me say number two, see the potential in the next generation. Don't lose your fight tonight because there's a lot of potential in these young boys and girls. You know, much of the fighting that I do as a husband is for my children, is for my four children. Much of the fighting that we do as a school, so we try to keep junk out of the Christian school. We try to keep stuff out of the church. Much of the fighting we do as a church and as a school is for these young people right here. By the way, it's not that we don't have anything better else to do, okay? We got a lot of other things to do, but we're trying to see the potential in these young people. You know, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. How many are you first-generation Christians? You did not grow up in a Christian home. You didn't grow up in a Christian home. Okay, there you go. A lot of us, we didn't grow up in a Christian home. You know, as a first-generation Christian, I have to do a lot of fighting. I got to fight a lot of bad habits. I got to fight a lot of scars from the past. I got to fight a lot of bad memories and things that I've done and places that I've been and all kinds. I got to do a lot of fighting, but I'm willing to draw a line in the sand and say, I will fight so that my children don't have to fight the same battles that I have to fight. See the potential in your children tonight. The Bible says in Psalms 127, 3 through 5, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. And by the way, children are a blessing. Don't listen to the world out there that says, children are a burden, they're expensive, and they're this and they're that. No, children are a blessing. Thank God for our children. Man, I grew up with just one brother, and now I have four children, and my wife and I, and it's like, wow, it feels like a family. I love it. The Bible says that children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. You know, the Bible says that our children are like arrows. And what we as parents ought to do is we want to try to raise our children up as straight and as clean and as pure and as godly and send them out like a mighty arrow. Send them out into the world to make a difference for the cause of Christ. Hey, these young people got so much more potential than I ever will. See the potential. By the way, the world sees the potential in our children. The world's after our children. Madeline Murray O'Hare, I've read this quote before. Madeline Murray O'Hare was the woman responsible for getting prayer kicked out of the public schools back in the 1960s. There used to be a day and age when we used to be able to pray in a public school. It wasn't like you were offending anybody, hurting anybody's feelings. It was just the way it was. She got prayer kicked out of the public schools. She said this: the struggle for the child is part of the fight for the future of civilization. See, the world, this lady is saying the fight for the future of our nation is for the children. And if we're not careful as parents, we look at our children as, man, they're messy. And they're this, and we got this problem, and this. Hey, see the potential in your children. Yes, we got to pick up after them, and yes, you got to brush their teeth, and yes, they cost money, and yes, it's a sacrifice to put them in a Christian school. Hey, but it's well worth the sacrifice. It says the struggle for the child is part of the fight for the future of civilization. In the years ahead, we will probably find that the battle has become even fiercer. Organized religion, who's that? That's us, quote unquote. Organized religion in our nation fully recognizes the difficulties in which it finds itself, and therefore it will increase the efforts in the struggle for the child. For it knows that if it does not, the child may step into a totally secular 21st century. The world sees the potential in our children. And tonight, by the grace of God, might we, as Christian parents, see the potential in our children. Don't lose your fight tonight. Realize that you play a big role in the future success of your children. See their potential. And lastly, make the decision to do whatever you have to do to keep your children in Christian school. Let me say that again. Make the decision to do whatever you have to do to keep your children in Christian school. I'm sure you watch the news. I'm sure you read the newspapers. It is not getting any better out there. Our government is trying to withhold federal funding from public schools that do not allow for transgender restrooms. I, as a parent of two daughters, would know, I would work as many jobs as I would have to. I would do whatever I had to do to keep my children in a Christian school rather than sending them out like sheep among the wolves. I wouldn't do it. And I know it's a sacrifice. And I know it costs money, but let me say this. In reality, our Christian school is very inexpensive. I would be ashamed to tell you what we pay our teachers. And the only reason why we can keep tuition down is because we have staff that are willing to work for pennies. Why? Because they see the potential in the children. They see the importance of a Christian education. Hey, moms and dads, make whatever sacrifice. Hey, be careful about looking out there. And if we're not careful, we'll say, well, I could buy a new car with the money that I pay for tuition. Or I can have a bigger home. Or I can have more clothes. Or I can have this and I can have that. Hey, be very careful what we look at and who we listen to. Hey, make any sacrifice possible to keep your children in a Christian school. Hey, don't lose your fight tonight. I know sometimes we can get a little bit weary paying those school bills and buying uniforms, and we got this field trip, and we got this activity, it costs and costs and costs, and maybe have family members. Well, I put my children here and it's free. We got this program and we got that. Hey, you be very careful. Once we lose the fight in here, we lose the fight out there. Let me say this, and I'm done. One of the worst things a person can have is regret. If we don't fight over here, we fight to keep our kids in Christian school. We fight to keep bad influences out of their lives. We fight this and we fight that. Guess what? If we choose not to fight here, we will fight over here. And over here, we will fight regret. We'll say, I wish I would have fought over here. And now we're over here, and I've lost my children, and they've gone, and they've done, and they've been, and our hearts are broken. And we fight the regret. We fight, I wish I could go back and make some different choices. We're all going to fight. We're all going to fight tonight. Moms and dads, we're going to fight here, and we're going to fight here. Hey, don't lose your fight. Once we lose it in here, we'll lose it out there. And let's pray.